correction from yesterday's shiur. Looking through the halacha again. So the halacha is a case where there is a person in a room in a situation where there's soya there. So that's the Ramah says at the end of Siman Tzadi that a person, the best thing to do in that situation if he can't is to pick up and leave, or not to be in a situation if he's being shaykh. They look for the kulay and he have to yichaz al roish. But it is masha for him if he chooses not to leave for whatever reason. He doesn't leave. He does have a din of oinus that he has to be chayz l'roish. Or even he's not oinus because he has an option to leave, because when he doesn't leave, he's in a matzah where he cannot daven. So he has a din of an oinus, and he would have to be, if he's shy, he'd have to be chayz l'roish. But the Ramah says that situation, if he can't solve it by covering it, so the proper thing to do is to pick up and leave in order not to be in a situation that you're forced to have a din of being chayz l'roish. So I'll clarify that point. Okay, let's go through some of the halachas of Purim. I guess in the order this year, it comes out that the Ma'aseh Shekel comes first. So we'll start with Ma'aseh Shekel. It's a minig, wrote down an halacha that to give on Tainus Esther, Ma'aseh Shekel, Zecher, the Klai, so every member of Klai so would give a Ma'aseh Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash to have their portion in the support the Karbonis, which are brought in the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is that we give the maxis of the matbeya of that makom. And mikra in the same way that was given bisman chazal. You didn't have to give it a maxis hashekel. You could give the value of a maxis hashekel. You could give it any size coins that you want. Or you give a dollar to people, give a shekel together. That's for favorish, right? So over here also, there's no halacha. You have to give dafka a half dollar. You have to give the value of that. There is a minhag that says three times in the Torah, it says the word truma. So we give three maxis. Again, Vizman Chazal, they only gave one. But the minhag has been the shalsha to give three. There is brought down an halacha, hechatimsa, that you used to address a problem. People couldn't afford three maxis a shekel. A question couldn't afford it. So in that situation, the Gavi would put three masses of shekels there and, you know, available on the bima, whatever it was, and a person would give a small donation, pick up the envelope holding the three masses of shekel, and then give it back into the pushka. So he's giving three masses of shekel without paying for a full three masses of shekel. That was a vector stelt for Hilchus Stoka that they used to do. That's irrelevant nowadays because everybody can afford $1.50. So there's no law, you have to dafka half dollars. You have to give $1.50, right? So that becomes an irrelevant point. That being said, people still like using those coins, so we still stick them around the push in the plate. So if anyone wants to use them, he can use them. I don't know why, but that's why. There is a sheet that you can't give shava kesef. You have to adopt a kesef. But I mean, you can give shava kesef. So a check for sure is also good. Fine. The minig is to brought down halacha to give it on Tanis Esther before Mincha. So that means, even though this year Tanis Esther comes out to be earlier, we still do that minig of giving it on Tanis Esther before Mincha. Okay. Give me a second. Parsha Zohar. Bechal to me is very difficult to understand, because if you're giving with silver, you give the value of silver of the value of the silver. Not a silver half dollar is worth more than a half dollar. Uh-huh. So you would give silver the worth of a half dollar. So,
which is, so there's no silver anyway.
What?
There's no silver anyway.
No, we have
old ones.
The old ones have some. We have some old ones, if somebody wants. So I'm not sure that you. I think he kept the yotze because the mitzvah. If the minhag is to give maxis of the matbeah yotze by some makom, Maisa, the halacha that you know, if you go to the bank and you give it in, they will give it you a half. They'll give you 50 cents for it. So it's still, you know, its value is much more than 50 cents. So you're giving something that's worth more than 50. So you're not giving 50, you know, really 50 cents. Okay, as mitzvah say the raisa zchiras maisa molek. There's a mitzvah say of the Torah to remember it. The loisa say loisishchach. That which require a sefer, has to be the sefer Torah. That's a machloikis if that's a din deraisa or not. Mishabur brings it as a machloikis in the Simit Kuflam and Hay and Hevel's Pierce of Torah. The Michal Schinuch says it's the Rabbanon. That which you need, but the Maisa, the Chiyuv itself is din deraisa. Chazal remasmith that the Schira should be done immediately prior to the Asiya, the Asiya being Purim, when we Klaus eradicated good elements of not good elements, many of the Amalek. So that was Asman of Asiya. So we do our Schira somewhat to Asiya. And therefore, once a year we read the Parsha of Maisa Amalek. So a person, because it's mitzvah, that the mitzvah is kavanah, a person should have kavanah to be yotzei the mitzvah. The Chassam Sofer points out the person should also have in mind to be yotzei with the brachas. That's a famous piece from the Chassam Sofer. It's interesting. Rav Moshe held not like that. In the Moed Yeshua, when they bring Rav Moshe held that wasn't required. Okay, but the Maaseh of the Minigar Lamentik is to have in mind to be yotzei with that. In order to yotze the mitzvah of schira, a person has to remember something, a person has to understand what they're saying, or what they're hearing better. So just hearing words, it's not called schira. I'm remembering something, and something happened. Mumble jumble, that's not called remembering something. So a person should sit down beforehand and understand what they're reading. A person should say, if he's not familiar with the words, with the psukim, what it means, take out a chumash, go down the parashas, kiseitse in Devorim, 3 psukim long, and read through the psukim with the Rashi and get a feel of what is being said over there. There's a machlokes whether women are chayiv in that mitzvah or not. And Moshe held that since it is not clear that they're chayiv, we're not much to sefer Torah for them. What we do allow is in a case where sefer Torah already is out to roll it and then read for the women kriyas. The tree of the Parsha Zohar. But take the Sefer Torah out specifically for women to hear Parsha Zohar. Rav Moshe held was wrong. It's a tilt of Sefer Torah Shalom Tzarek. The meaning of many shuls is to do like that, but you know, it's connected to Rav Moshe's reign, or as it's with the Psak of Rav Moshe, and that's what they do over here in the shul. In Sharmah, they take Sefer Torah out mincha time for Kriyas Torah. They lay in Zohar again, so that's where the women can stop right then. There's machlokes whether Parshas Purim is deraisa. There's Yesharim that's deraisa. The Magarom that the Rambam brings like that. The Magarom says Nikar that's not deraisa. It's happening to Rabbanim. That happened to Rabbanim because the all of the 4 Parshas are din Rabbanim that they're supposed to be read. The Parshas Shkolim we read already. Zohar, Pora, and Chodesh. If a person, for whatever reason, would miss Parsha Zohar, so this famous Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham says that you could be Yotze on Purim when they read the Parsha by Yavoya Malek. Mishabur is mafakvik on that very much, because over there does not mention anything about over there the Chiyuv of Schira that we have to remember what happened. It just mentions what happens. But the goal over here is to remind us that we have a responsibility to remember that, to do something about it. So the schiras of the mitzvah of Mechia Samolik, that's the chi of the schir that we have. Not the schir of my Samolik, but the schir of the mitzvah Mechia Samolik. Okay. Moving from there to Zohar, so then we have the mitzvah of Kriyas Megillah. That's the next thing I guess the loss of Tainus Esther. Pretty basic, the Hilchos Tainus. So by nighttime already, we're going to have the midst of Motzi Shabbos. We're in the midst of Kriyas Megillah. Bear with me a second. So before that close out. So there's a theme of the Megillah twice. The Iker Chi of Kriya is B'yayim. That's the Iker Kabbalah. The Chi of Belailu is it was added later on as Chi of the Rabbanon. This is my Kriya Belailu is after Tzitzik HaChavim, which that this year is going to be obvious because it's Mimotzi Shabbos. This is my Kriya B'yayim. The Chachila has to be after Nitzachama. Like any mitzvah which we do B'yayim, we prefer that you're done after Nitzachama. If for some reason another person doesn't mean Lashon Shachar, he needs to do it early, he can read it from Lashon Shachar. So it also means the Zman Balayla, if a person missed the Kriya earlier, he has the whole night until Lashon Shachar to finish the Kriya. The Chi of a Kriya applies to both men and women. Ketanim, there's an union of being Mechanah Ketanim to come to Kriya Samagillah. The goal over there is to be mechanah them to be able to do the mitzvah listening to the Megillah. But to bring children there which are going to be mevalbal, the Mishnah Berurah says that that's hapachayotzer, that the children come just basically their goal. Not only do they not do the mitzvah of chinuch, of listening to the Megillah, but they're mevalbal other people which are supposed to trying to listen. So that's like the whole idea is to come backwards. It's an ongoing problem that we have with doing things like that. So what's the age for chinuch? The age for chinuch of a child is able to do the mitzvah. Now, we'll see the definition of the mitzvah. I think the age for chinuch for the mitzvah probably is about 25 for this mitzvah, to be here to the mitzvah. Because we'll see that the halacha is that the person has to hear, he has to hear every single word of the Megillah. So he has to hear for a half an hour straight, 40 minutes straight, he has to focus and hear every word. Now, most of us, our attention span nowadays, I think that the studies have the shown is about 2 minutes, you know, right? And then we wait for the big bird to come out, right? So we have a problem. Exactly, how are you get to this mitzvah? So you tell me a nine-year-old kid is roid to concentrate on, you know, for half an hour straight, you know. Most adults can't do that. So I'm not sure what the shirchi, what the chinuch for the child is. So if a person misses a word, so he has to make sure that he reads it. He didn't hear the word clearly, he didn't hear the word correctly, or he didn't hear the word at all. So he can, even if he doesn't have a Megillah, he can read that word himself. He can read up to half of the Megillah from a Chumash. It's different than a Sefer Torah, that it has to be read from a Sefer Torah. Over here, half of it can be written even from a printed Sefer. The only thing which a person can't do is he can't read a whole section. He can't read more than half, and he cannot read a whole section from a chumash, because the kriya has to be done from a sefer, but since it's preferred to us, a geris, you know, sometimes you don't necessarily get every word inside, etc. So it's equivalent to saying a word outside, but saying missing a whole section of your letter, that'd be a problem. That's missing. The same thing which comes if a person makes a mistake, mikra din, a person makes a mistake. If it's not ma'akiv, it doesn't change the pirush. The Shulchan Aruch says you're not ma'akiv on that. Whereas the Kriya Torah, the Chachila person should be sure they read it properly. Even if it's not mishtana inyan, but over here we're not ma'akiv on that. It says Shama Misnam name is lo yotza. A person heard it and he's dozing, so he's not yotze. So what's the definition of dozing? So. There's a tshuva which I say every year that's Hatzolah Purta from the Reb Tzvi Frumer, the Eretz Tzvi. He's the Rosh Yeshiva took over after Meir Shapiro was Nifter. They made him Rosh Yeshiva in Chachman Lublin. So you got at least a picture of who you're talking about. He was roid to be the successor to Meir Shapiro. So he has a tshuva, and his tshuva is Eretz Tzvi, where he suggests the following. And sometimes a person, even when your mind spaces out, when you space back in, you know where you are. Like, you know, so he spaces out, he comes back, and he knows where the Balkari is. I mean, he's been listening at some level, because he knows where he is. Right? So that means at some level, his mind must have been following along. That's Yotze, he says. You'd be Yotze with that, because the Maisa, you were listening. However, if when the Balkari, when you space back in, You have no idea where the Baal Kerem is. You have to go find where he is. You don't know where he is. It means you weren't following along. So it means you don't hear those psukim. So you have to go back from the left. Megillah has to be read in the correct order. So you can't just fill in the gap right now. You have to go back from that point and then read straight to catch up to where the Baal Kerem is. So if you have one of the miles of having a slow Baal Kerem, one of the concerns is that your mind wanders. One of the miles of your mind wanders, you can catch up to him. If you have a fastball car race, so you know he's busy quickly moving ahead while you're trying to go. You went back 5 psukim and you read them. Meanwhile, he's already 10 psukim ahead. So you keep running after him, and meanwhile, you read right over your Megillah from a sefer, from your Chumash, and you weren't yotze. So it's very important that you try and keep your eye on the place.
Considered a section, meaning a
parak? No, it's nishlam ha'inyan. It's the whole idea is contained. Okay. The
someone who doesn't understand the words of Megillah, why is it so significant that he hears every word?
The Chazal gave him just to hear. You know, so hearing is equivalent of saying. So if a person reads the Megillah in Hebrew, he doesn't understand a word. He's yotze because he read it. If he doesn't read it, then read it. We say 3 brachas, b'layla b'yom. The minhag svardim is they don't say shechiyonah by day. When a person says when the person of the Baal Kriya says the bracha b'yom, he has in mind to be yotze, and the tzibur has in mind to be yotze. The other mitzvahs are yom also. Morgan of Rom includes that he should have in mind to include the mitzvah of mishloach manos and sudas purim. Shechiyonah b'yonah l'zman hazeh, that we have the mitzvah of kriyas megillah and shaloch manos and sudas purim. Magen Rambam does not mention Matanos of Yadim. The Shlo adds that you should have in mind Matanos of Yadim also. There's a lot of terror about what the heads with that machloek is. Person has to have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of hearing the Kriya. And the person who's laning has to have in mind to be yotze the tzibur. We assume the person is there, he's assuming that he's there to yotze everybody who wants to listen. Okay, you know what? Let me go back to 2 points about the time that we'll hold this year. If a person wants to get up early and eat, so we'll post the time when the time is that a person has, the time is starts, the time is end, etc. A person wants to get up early and he wants to eat, so luck is that he should, before he goes to bed, he should verbalize, preferably, at least have in mind, that he has no intention to accept the tainus by the act of going to sleep. If he wakes up early, he's able to eat. Otherwise, it could be an assumption in halacha when he went to bed that he was planning to accept the tainus when he wakes up. So even if he wakes up early, he would not be able to eat. So a person should verbalize that. If a person didn't verbalize that, he had it in mind, that's also sufficient. If a person did not have any intent at all, and he woke up early, if he normally takes a drink in the morning, he could take a drink. We assume he's doing his regular custom, whatever he normally does. But he normally doesn't eat before davening, so he can't eat. He wants to take a drink. He normally gets up before davening, he takes a drink. So we assume he had intention to get up and take a drink also. I guess if you read Ruggle, they eat before davening every morning also. It also would work. You're not allowed to eat before davening. So hopefully that you're not Ruggle on that. Now, there is a halacha of when it comes to mezonos, mezonos specifically, that nothing to do with today's sin, that before tefillah, to be kaveya yourself on mezonos, you should not do it within a half an hour of the starting time of the zman. So that applies to Maariv, that applies to Mincha, it also applies to Shacharis. So a person, if the zman, say for argument's sake, the change in the clock, so I'm not sure exactly, off the top of my head, let's say for argument's sake that Alosh HaShachar, which is the earliest amount for Tefillah, is going to be at 6:15. I think it's actually later. No, it's not later. It's earlier. It's about 6 o'clock, right? So a person would want to get up and eat an apple at 5:50. So hey, eat an apple, no problem. He had in mind. He gets up. He says Birchos. You should get up and say Birchos Torah before you eat. He gets up. He says Birchos Torah, and he eats his apple, and he's very happy. Good. He wants to have a bowl of Rice Krispies, Gzuntahet. He wants to have a bowl of Cheerios, right? So something which has a din of Pas or Pas Bobakistan. something like that. So that has a shame. The shame you could have if you have a shear, you have a shame like it's so the, more than a kebaya, you cannot eat unless you start a half an hour before the zman. So you start at 5. Let's again, if Lois is 6 o'clock, I'm just throwing out a number. I'm not saying that that's the correct time. So at 5:29, you started. So you want to have 3 kebayim? You know, fine, have 3 kebayim. Have a shalom benching, but that's a different shot, right? But if you want to start at 5:31, so you're already after half an hour before the zman, you cannot eat more than a kebaya. Kebaya's worth of that. So if you take the Rabbi Bodner's kezayas sefer, there's 2 kezayim in a kebaya, and you see how small his definition of a kezayas is. Kezayas is about like that big. So a kebaya is like that big. You know, so that's, you know, that much. Not a lot of Cheerios. So if you want to have a real regular bowl of Cheerios, you would have to start at least a half an hour before the zman. For mazarnas. If a person wants to have something which is not mazarnas, and then once you do that, you may continue. Once you start before that time, you start at 5:29, you can keep eating until the zman. Right? But you must start that meal. That's like a meal. So you must start the meal at least a half an hour before the zman. If it's something which is not a meal, it's like it's just a snack, the person's having something which would be considered a snack, which would be peiros, basar, dogim, bayim, whatever those type of things, then a person does, there's no requirement of when you start, as long as you finish by the proper time. Okay. Picked up tomorrow.